This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. On the eve of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan in Iraq, the U.S. military and millions of Iraqis are reflecting on the scope of the American occupation. After a donors' conference in Madrid this week pledged $33 billion, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State, Paul Wolfowitz flew to Iraq. He hopes to persuade other countries to send troops to patrol the country, relieving U.S. troops of some of that burden. NPR's Jackie Leiden reports from Baghdad on the latest developments.
This past week, even as schools reopened, streets were repaved and bridges painted, U.S. soldiers continued to die in Iraq. Scores of Iraqi civilians have died too. A few days ago in Mosul, two children were killed in an attack. And it's a common sight to see Iraqi civilians pleading for the whereabouts of loved ones who are detained. It is, after all, still an active battle zone, and U.S. Deputy Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz acknowledged as much on Friday. When reminded that the death toll among troops had spiked recently to a high of 35 in a single day, Wolfowitz said it was because the military is taking the fight to the enemy. That's true in western Iraq especially. 75% of the troop attacks take place in the geographic region called the Sunni Triangle. While there have been calls by Iraqis to reinstate the army, only one detachment of 700 has been rehired and a several thousand strong civil defense force trained. It's also true that while security has improved for many people, millions are still waiting to see the benefits the U.S. promised after the war. In Baghdad, a rash of kidnappings is terrorizing wealthier residents, and the police are seemingly powerless to stop them. Meanwhile, with Ramadan, Islam's holy month, approaching, more sensitivity training is being conducted for troops. In Fallujah last week, an area openly hostile to American forces, there was skirmishing for six straight days, and one soldier was killed. Another American soldier was caught on videotape beating an Iraqi prisoner in the kidneys. The U.S. military and its allies clearly hope that on a civilian level, at least, things are improving. Today, the 14th of July bridge, which commemorates the creation of Iraq as a republic, will reopen, and a curfew of midnight to 4 will be lifted for Ramadan. Jackie Leiden, NPR News, Baghdad.